Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Garrett, Mark Cooper. How are
Mark,
you
Mark, what's going on, sir?
Not too much. We've been busy lately. Today, we're deader than fried chicken, but last
deader than honest. Fried chicken? I've never heard that.
I stole that from Pulp Fiction, by the way.
Samuel deader than
Jackson
fried chicken.
Said that in Pulp Fiction.
I don't remember that line.
I love stealing my lines. I like that line.
That's a good one. That's a good one. No, we've been busy, too. It's been really good with Natural.
Good.
We're only 5 days in, and I'm really excited. So we'll see. We got some big things moving.
My figures are ahead, and I'm ahead for the year. So,
yeah.
So far, so good. Well, you know, we'll see when the story ends, you know, then we'll see. But so far, we're doing all right.
Well, I appreciate you letting me be a part of that success. So we've been working together for a couple of years now.
Ever
since
these
records. Oh, anytime. Anytime. I want to make sure that we got the discounted invoice over to you on the three bracelets. Did that come to you?
You did.
Okay, good.
I haven't paid you yet, but I'm glad you called me today because I thought, oh, shit, I didn't pay him for that other diamond. I just faxed you the payment for the other for that loose diamond.
Oh, nice. For the radiant.
Something. I'm like, oh, man, if you hadn't called me, I would have. I kind of forgot about it. I'm sorry.
Don't,
I'm glad you
don't.
Called me today. It just clicked in my head. I'm like, oh, better pay the man.
Well, I was calling. Well, no, I was calling for also just to see what was shaking. You know, I'm curious because we've had a lot of even small stuff. Like I'm a blind optimist, and when I look at smaller inventories moving, like half carat, three quarters, you know, one carat, that kind of thing, it tells me that people are just buying natural again. And, you know, finding it for natural or for like a one carat engagement ring, one carat pendants right now are going crazy. So, you know, that just tells me that people don't need that three carat lab grown, right? They're looking at the value again.
Although what's interesting is, now look, this is, don't take this out of context because I don't sell that many of them. But the only lab I'm selling now is when they come in and ask for it. If they want me to special order it, I tell them, I don't carry it in my store, but if you want me to special order it, I'll give you a great price and we'll mount it up for you, no problem.
Right.
So I got young, and it's always a young person, a very young person, and they want like a 2 or 3 carat shape. And it's, you know, this is an interesting phenomenon. 9 times out of 10, and I mean that literally, 90% of the time, they want an oval.
Huh.
I don't know what that's all about. It's a really, really strange phenomenon, but they want an oval. Almost every time they want a big oval, it's the strangest thing, and they want it lab. So, but
just
I,
a big
I
look. Ovals
once
are gigantic.
Once
you
a
know.
Month do I have an order for a lab diamond, even less than once a month.
Yeah. Yeah, they That's good. You're in a good position. I mean, even the labs in general have slowed down. And, like, again, I'm seeing 2 to 3 carat cushions and rounds and fancies, like, you know, anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 going up every hour here. So, you know, it's I just hope that it's a sign of what next year has to bring, and the sign of Natural's future. Because I'll be honest with you, it has not been easy. With, you know, when some stores changed from selling our product 100% of the time, maybe losing out to a CZ on a budget option, right?
Right.
To 90% of the time selling lab over Natural, you know, 10% of the time selling my product, it makes our jobs a hell of a lot more difficult. I'm looking forward, and I'm very optimistic. But even then, the product that we sell is 40% cheaper. So we have to sell more of it to make that same nut. But as long as they're buying it, I don't care. I'll sell it all day. If people are asking me for 3/4 carat round, it just gets me excited. You know, one carat.
A lot fewer people asking me for lab now than ever before. This is
good.
You know, it's rare they're asking me for it. Before they were asking me a lot more. Now it's very, very little. So there, I know I'm a survey of one.
But
know,
that helps.
Is, you know,
yeah, I'm a survey of many.
The less accurate it is.
Right.
But
anecdotal.
It's interesting. I'm even observing that in Little Winchester, population 25,000. Although we have surrounding counties, that there's been a decline in the at least in the verbal demand of a customer in my store for a lab.
Right. Well, that helps. And again, like I consider me the sieve through which all that flows. I call jewelers all over the country, and you're parroting exactly what I'm hearing. So, you know, consider yourself one of many. But if you're feeling light on anything,
chain store, I love it. Let the chain stores go back to lab. I mean, go back to natural.
Yeah.
And I'll be beating them like a drum, even worse than I'm already beating.
100%.
I'm already grinding them into dust. It'll even be worse for them when they're going back to natural. They can absolutely not compete. They can't compete with me on anything, but especially on natural diamonds.
Well, and what's worse is those chain stores, they go through personnel like candy, right? And that new personnel that they get do not know how to sell natural. So, yeah, you're going to eat their lunch every time. Every time. Price alone,
and, you know,
but versus, you know.
I'm getting off on a tangent. I just learned I'm never going to do something again.
What's that?
Never, if your gimbals, don't ever send them to Macy's. Ever. I recently told a customer to go to this jewelry store. They're in the Hagerstown, Maryland, and to get their watch repaired because I couldn't do it for them because I don't have a watchmaker. And damn if they didn't get a custom-made ring while they were there, they ended up getting a custom-made ring from them. Like, didn't come to me, which is really strange. And they were my customer. I don't know what happened. So I'm never recommending any other jewelry store for anything ever again for the rest of my life. Excuse me just a minute.
Yeah.
It looks like Tom. It's Betty.
Betty. Okay. And is
this Romney, West Virginia, or what? You know what? It looks like Walnut St. Berry.
Oh, I was thinking Walnut Street.
Walnut Street. Oh, Berryville, Virginia.
Okay.
No. Wait a minute. Walnut Street, 22611. Yeah, I think it's Walnut Street, Berryville, Virginia. Diane's trying to read my... That's Jazz's sister. She's trying to read my handwriting.
You're like a doctor.
Pretty
bad. Got doctor's handwriting.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm doctor's handwriting but lacking the education. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
no. Where did you send them? What was the store?
Never,
and they went
I'm
in
never
there and...
Tell. Yeah. And they got their watch fixed. That's great. Well,
right.
Why buy something from them? You know, I could have done the same thing for them, and I promise you I would have done it cheaper, too. I can do custom work as good as anybody and do a cheap work on a smaller profit margin and still make good money.
Yeah, it's tough then. I mean, again,
You know what? Hey, you know what? You know, I hate that phrase, you know, karma's a bitch, because I'm more of a chaos theory guy.
Fair.
But you know what? Listen to this. This is the moral to the story. The lady who is, by the way, even after her doing that, I still hug her because she's such a sweetheart. I just don't understand why she did that and didn't come to me. Do you know what? I'm telling you this story for a quick reason here. She came into the store today with her hat in her hand. She's so sweet. She said, Mark, I'm about to say something. And I hope you are not going to be offended because it's a little bit out of school. I should not be asking you this question. But I'm a little embarrassed, but I'm going to do it anyway. She said that she's getting that ring custom-made from them. She didn't tell me how much, but I promise you it's going to cost her $4,000 or $5,000 from this company, from this store. And they wanted to charge her to do an appraisal on it. She says, I don't mean to be cheap, but you know what? That rubs me the wrong way. They don't want to do a free appraisal for me. They want to charge me $200, and I'm spending all this money. I said, without her asking me, even though that's what she was doing, I said, you get the ring made, you bring it to me, I will do an appraisal for you, formal, with my signature on it. I will do it for free. She said, can I hug you, Mark? I said, yes. So that's the... Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting, yeah.
So what are people thinking when they do things like that? She didn't even ask me if I could do the custom. Maybe she thought I didn't do custom work. I don't know. But I just thought it was very strange behavior. And then
they go in and
to me to do an appraisal.
Yeah. It's just weird that they go in and, like, you know, what makes it... It's a weird relationship between a customer that you lose. Kind of like if I went to a different barber, right, and then I walked into my regular barber, and he noticed that my hair got cut, and he didn't see me, it'd be
yeah.
an awkward thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'd be like, well,
sure. I mean,
well,
don't you have any shame?
This is my work.
Person,
often, you know,
oftentimes is a sociopath. That's a sociopath.
Right.
That does that.
Right. And it's just,
you know, because they don't have much of a conscience or
right.
a sense of honor or
right.
a sense of guilt.
Right.
You know, they don't yawn when you yawn. Have you
right.
ever heard that before?
Oh, that's weird.
Yes, empathetic people. There's a.
Oh, that's actually wild. I never thought about that. You don't yawn when I yawn.
People that aren't very empathetic, they don't. They may not yawn when you yawn.
I'm gonna be aware of that now.
Maybe a sign of lack of empathy.
People that when you give it a yawn and they don't. Yeah.
It's along with sociopathic behavior. But anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent.
No, that's wild, though, but it is interesting. You know, but
the
little lines like this, though, are what make us good salespeople. You know, it's because you're more interested in human behavior and interaction, and you're more sensitive.
That's what my father used to say. I'm a student of human behavior.
Right,
say.
Right, and you're more sensitive.
My business partner, who's a wise man, had an answer for me about these things. He's my business partner in real estate. We were making a deal for this big building I wanted to buy, and we're sitting down with the man, we're going to pay his price, you know, we're getting ready to shove a contract in his face, and right in front of us he goes, nah, I've changed my mind, I want more money, I want that. I said, so we had a deal, a verbal deal, a handshake on X price, we're ready to write up the contract right now and give you, you know, a $50,000 deposit. And you're telling me you want more money. So you're not a man of your word. I thought, you know, I'm usually the one that gets mad.
Yeah.
I practically had to hold Scott down. And he is not a violent man, although he's a big guy. But I wouldn't mess with him.
Right, right.
Shape. But
yeah.
I almost, for just a flash, a split second, I thought Scott was going to get up and manhandle this guy. He was so mad. And after we just walked out, fine, didn't discuss it anymore, I said, Scott, we had a deal, you know, obviously the guy's not a man of his word, but why do people act that way? What's behind this? He goes, Mark, you got to quit driving yourself crazy with this stuff. There's no answer. That's just, this is his behavior. That's the answer. That is just the way he is. You know, there's
right.
no other additional answer to it. You think you're going to figure out the meaning of life and why everybody acts the way they do?
Right.
They just learn that when you deal with this man in the future, you know, don't be surprised if he doesn't keep his word. That's his behavior. That's the answer. He's a man that's not a man of his word.
Right.
You know, there's nothing
that's
more
who he
than
is.
That. He's trying to tell me, Mark, it's not supernatural. You know, just take it on its face value. And
right.
lower your expectations of people, and let's move on to the next deal. Even though he was the man that was really angry at the
right.
deal.
Right. He was almost, it sounded like he was talking to you, talking to himself.
yeah. Yeah,
a little
right.
bit, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
you're
trying to,
exactly
you know,
right.
I'll do that sometimes. I'll voice
that.
A frustration.
That's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. Because
right.
I'm interrupting you. But you're funny because you're so right.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm the same way. Like, you know, I'm working with a fresh group of diamond brokers that are trying to break into jewelry stores, and they get lied to every day. Every day jewelers lie to these guys, and, you know, they're bringing in items that they have no intention of selling, and it's a business, right? But you got to get through it, and you got to earn your stripes, you got to kind of take your scars and, you know, and earn the business, right? It's not just, oh, you called me, yeah, I need a diamond, right? It's relationship building. But sometimes it's just so frustrating because it's like, hey, we sent these diamonds, and why are we forced to play at a different level? Why are we playing the game on hard mode, and you're making us dot our I's and cross our T's, where the other guy's just sending whatever shit he's got, and he makes the sale? Meanwhile, we're shipping for free, we're giving lifetime trade, we're giving all this stuff. That's just the nature of the game, you know? So it's
if you want to play, you got to accept it. Doesn't mean
correct.
You don't like it.
Right. It doesn't mean
like
you have to like it.
And
yep.
deal with it. If you
yep.
play.
That's 100% it.
But it is.
Thank you. May I have another?
It is a shame.
But again, that's it is what it is.
Do the right thing. It's like,
right.
God, how do people? You do wonder how people look at themselves in the mirror.
Well, and we have it.
But
we have it all the time. Like I've got a guy right now that, you know, he owes us a bunch of money, and he's very honest about how he spent the money he made off the goods that he sold from us. Just gave it to somebody else, you know. And I'm like, how do you do that? How do you rob Peter to pay Paul and sleep at night? You know, it's but it takes all kinds. Like you said, lower your expectations, deal with it, and move on. But I like to cling to the partnerships that I have and that are positive and you know that like you and I we're kindred. We could talk all day, but we could get business done. And you know, and we respect
Absolutely.
Each other. You know, and that's
Although
and that's
you
what
you said something interesting. I'm getting off on a tangent too. You know, talking about giving credit, man. You know. My father used to say, because we used to offer credit, in-store credit at Cooper's Jewelers. And my father had to stay on top of these people. But he said, you know what? Don't forget, Mark, you give credit. Even good guys go bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
best friends, people you think,
just
yeah.
Just bad guys, you know, because anything can happen. So
we get screwed by friends more than we get screwed by strangers, you know, like it's that's
that
what
interesting.
Well, Mike, the CEO, used to be a road warrior all over Buffalo, Syracuse, and everywhere in between. And he said, Garrett, the people that screwed me the most were the friends I played poker with on Friday. You know, the guys in town that I considered friends in the industry, they didn't pay the bills. They would string me along because we were friends. And again, like,
sure.
I like to be friendly, but when it comes down to business, that's a completely different Garrett. You know, that's a completely different level of respect and communication. And, you know, I learned that from him because, like you said, like your father said, even the good guys, like even the people that we're, they fall on, they make bad decisions, they fall on hard times, but then there's the other side of that coin. Are we there for them? Are we understanding? As long as there's communication and there's a back and forth, good to go. You know, like Lenny is one of the best guys. He's like, listen, if you're sending me a couple thousand, you're something happens. You know, got it. I had a jeweler whose store burnt down 2 years ago, and was up the creek. We helped him out, right? We're understanding. We're not bloodsuckers. You know, we're better about that. And don't you know that increases our relationship and his loyalty to us? You know, because we saw through that hard time. There was a store in Florida that during that crisis in 2008, the housing crisis, you know, lost their ass. We helped them through a bankruptcy, you know, we're partners, and now we are their go-to every time, you know, so, but it's a gamble.
May I brag about something?
Please.
I have a lot of people that come into my store that tell me how much they trust me. That's why they're selling me jewelry. They go, Mark, look, you got your iPad there. You're showing me you're showing me the gram weight, the price per the price of gold per ounce, the percentage you're paying, the unit of measure, the calculation, you use an Apple approved program, it's all, you disclose everything, you're also paying more than anybody else that we know of, but, you know, because of this honesty, that's why we kept coming back to you. And I mean, people, individuals sell me $10,000, $15,000 at a time, you know? So, and many of them say, we're here because we trust you, Mark, and we appreciate you. So
yeah.
You know what's interesting? A lot of these guys don't realize, too, that doing the right thing, even if you're a dishonest, lecher sociopath, doing the right thing is good for business in the long run.
Yes. And doing what's right even when it hurts.
You want to be a thief and steal and lie and cheat, go ahead. Just won't last long.
Right, and that's actually the lab-grown mentality.
You want to make real money in the long run, no matter what kind of moral code you have, do the right thing, and in the long run, you'll stay in business longer, and you'll make more money.
Yep.
Believe me, Mark.
Yep, he's a wise man. You know, that's the whole lab-grown mentality. A lot of people think, all right, well, I'll just rake them over the coals now. All right, well, when they find out that you sold them a lab-grown 3 years ago, and you sold it for $20,000, and now it's worth $500. How do you think they're going to feel?
Right.
You know, and it's...
Or when I buy 100,000 ounces worth of merchandise from you and string you along in payments for 6 months when I'm supposed to pay in 30 days,
right.
You're not going to give me 100 grand worth of merchandise on credit anymore.
Right.
I'll be right there.
No, go ahead. I really appreciate you calling me back.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk to you for half an hour.
No, it always listen.
If I'm talking to you this long, it's a slow day.
Oh, well, listen, I know I won't get the opportunity later.
You do, Garrett.
No, I know I won't get the opportunity later. Go help them, but let me know if you need me, okay?
All right. Always educational talking to
always.
You.
Always.
And I like our philosophical discussion.
I do, too. I do, too. Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much. All right. Talk to you soon. Call me when you need me.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.